Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
God. They attack you with.
just another day in the life, huh? Today is May 1st, and I like the month of May. I've always liked May. Well, it seems to have some significance in everything, because it's like, when you think of first fruits, you think of spring, you think of May. You know, April showers bring May flowers. April's kind of like the setup month for May. Of course, in the United States, there's a lot of states getting snow right now. Don't tell them, it's the spring. The desert states, too, it's funny. I asked Dad what was going on, and he said it was weather warfare. And so the factions are fighting, and it's just a lot of weather warfare going on. You know, right now they've been bringing storms up this way for the last couple of days. They've been trying to brew one here tonight, coming up from the south. And usually they'd like to knock out the electric so I can't have a show or something. But it's Monday night. I mean, you expect this kind of thing. They try to cancel, try to make me cancel the show every Monday since I started back in 2004, so it's really not a shock to look outside and looks like a hurricane's about to hit or a tornado or something. I'm so beyond it. You know what? I'm going to teach you something. Y'all need to learn to put shields up above your house. Because I do that when storms come in. And, of course, I use wisdom as well. I put vinegar out, a bowl of vinegar out. And I also have my argon pipes out and stuff. But I also put a shield above my house. And, you know, I don't pray against rain because we need rain. Our wells need rain. Our ground needs rain. Our trees, everything needs rain. I never pray against rain. What I don't want is wind and destruction. And so what I do is I ask the Father to put a shield above my house, strengthen the shield that's already over my house, because in the etheric realm, energies will fade. Energies aren't always the strong the first day, after the first day you put it there. It's like when you anoint your home with oil. I used to always be into anointing my home with oil. But the thing you learn about that is it wears off. It lasts about 5 days, and you'll notice it wears off if you're akin to energies. Because in the etheric realm, it just weakens. And so you'd have to re-anoint your home all the time, and that got tiring. And that's why the Father was showing me orgone and the energies of orgone and how it affects the etheric realm. And it's something that never wears off. It's something that's constantly emitting. So you don't have to get up and anoint your home all the time to keep bad things out. And most of the time you don't even know what you're fighting with when you're talking bad things. You know, it's like when you put orgone in your home and you start dealing with new bad things. Because demons won't come in your house. They hate it. But then you all of a sudden you start dealing with the invisible military. That's what I deal with a lot. Invisible people. Because I can sense when they're around. And, you know, orgone doesn't bother humans unless they're evil. And if they're already invisible in the etheric realm, I don't know how it affects regular humans in that realm. I know that demons hate it, the dead hate it, burns them, but they're live humans, they're not dead, so, but anyway, when you put a shield above your house, picture like a dome, putting a dome from the back point of your property over your house to the front of your property. Ask the Father to start it from the back. Put the shield all the way over your house, your home, over to the front. Even if you live in an apartment building or a condo, you can do this. It doesn't matter what you live in. You can do this. start from the back point, whatever's behind you, and ask them to put it over you and seal it to the front, and then seal down the sides. So just say, Father, ask you put a shield over my home, start it from the back of the property and over my house to the front, and seal down the sides. And you can ask him, make it 1,000 miles high, 100 miles wide, and make it impenetrable so that nothing can penetrate it. Lightning can't penetrate it. Plasma beams can't penetrate it. Technical weapons can't penetrate it. Nothing, anything that wants to harm me can't penetrate it. And keep the destructive winds out in a way. And so you can place these shields up, and it'll keep, you know, for the most part, attacks away. When I got hit with a plasma beam from a UFO back in 2012, almost blew. They were trying to blow up my house, and it deflected off, and it hit the backyard. And you know, I learned at that point the importance of shields. Cause I always had shields up, but they wear off. You can't assume because you put a shield up one day, it's still going to be there 2 days later. Etheric energy wears off. And so it's a constant thing. You have to constantly, if you're using shields or anything that takes etheric energy, you have to reinforce it. And so just wanted to throw that out there because I don't know how many times storms have come through here. And I just had to put shields up. You know, sometimes I'll still get the effects of maybe a downed tree somewhere or something, but I can't even remember if those were times I had shields up. I don't know. But it doesn't, you know, just because you have a shield up doesn't mean you're going to be totally immune from storms, but I'll tell you what, I haven't suffered half the repercussions that I would have otherwise. And you can put shields around you as well, around your body, if you're under attack from witches and chants and curses and voodoo and all this weird crap. You can ask the Father to put a shield around your body to protect you from all attacks, spoken, written, acted against you. I mean, technical weapons, satellite weapons. And ask them to make the shield impenetrable so that nothing can penetrate it, solid wall. That way someone's chance, their chance against you are ineffective. And you can ask them to reverse any curses being sent to you back to the sender tenfold. I do that a lot. And so, you know, there's things you can do in spiritual warfare. Protecting yourself, your children, your homes, just putting shields around them, putting them around you, putting them around your home, that can help deflect a lot of their attacks. And, you know, they're spiteful idiots. They'll come up with something new to try to get you with. But you know what? You just learn more because you keep learning how to fight these people. And you just keep learning more. You know, you can ask the Father to blow up a satellite. If you think you're under satellite attack, ask him to blow it up. If you're sleeping at night and you're being woken up because you're just overheated, you're just all of a sudden you're hot, you're just burning up, that usually happens when they're scanning you with their satellites because what they do is they have a list of people. And they go around, it's like they're babysitting. And they go down the list of all the people they're targeting, they're watching. And they just go, they go spy on them. They go see what they're doing, see where they're at. And they'll target you with their satellites. And if you're in bed, a lot of times for some reason they like to scan your DNA. I don't know what that's about. But I heard that that's the one that makes you hot and burn up, is when they're scanning your DNA. And so, you know, while you're already annoyed because they woke you up with the sweats because you're burning up, ask them to blow it up. Ask them to cause their equipment to malfunction beyond repair. You know, these harp weather systems that they're using, targeting weather storms, ask him to blow up the equipment that's running them beyond repair. Even if he doesn't, he can put your request in his wheelhouse. In other words, he can use it later. He may not honor it for that day. He may let HARP do their thing. But then later, he'll say, well, my child asked me to blow that up. I might do that today. You know, store up requests for the wheelhouse. I know. I used to sit and just think of 100 million different things that he could use later, because I knew he wouldn't answer them now. But that he could put in his wheelhouse so that, you know, later if I wasn't thinking about it and he needed it, he could use it. Because it doesn't always answer a request. There's reasons he allows things. But he put it in his wheelhouse, his storehouse, and he may use it later. He may pull it out and answer it later. And so, you know, or it may just sit in his wheelhouse forever, but at least you pray it up. You know, you pray things up, you know. That's what I do. One of my things has always been captives being set free. I've always had a heart for captives. And, you know, especially in these last days, we're heading into these last days, and who wants to be held as a prisoner during the last days? You know, you just, it's the last days of the world, and you just want to be able to be out and do your thing, right? You've been a captive in these underground bases forever. And, you know, I used to think, you know, why don't they ever come back to the surface? You know, when you ask for the release and you fight for the release and the angels release them, why don't they just come back to Earth and be a witness to what's going on underneath the ground, you know, in these underground bases? But the true horror of it is they can't be. They can't come back. And, you know, they don't leave these humans alone. They, you know, yeah, a lot of them are in cages, and they're being set for food and stuff like that. But for whatever reason, besides the sheer horror of what they do to them, being crossbreeding and stuff like that, they're not allowed to come back. But they are taken elsewhere. And so maybe places like Aldebaran, and I was talking about that Friday during my show. Aldebaran is the brightest star in the Taurus constellation, and that is now one of ours. It's an angelic planet, star, Aldebaran, and they're working with the angelic hosts, and so there's a lot, millions of humans on Aldebaran already. And so it's good to know, you know, that you've been able to accomplish things, especially getting humans set free. At least they're free, you know. They're not being tormented anymore and tortured and stop being used as breeders and can have their own lives, you know. And so I was looking outside the night before the show, and I didn't see any star. They're blocking the skies, you know. They're blocking them. This could be, you know, I'm looking for their arrival, the Ashtar Command's arrival, the arrival of Maitreya, the 12th IMAM. I've been watching and waiting, to see his ugly head arrive. And I was laughing because I was I was looking at this video description, and it was talking about how they had found these skeletons in Antarctica with the elongated heads. I had to laugh. like the ancient Egyptians, the tall heads, the egg heads. Bible codes calls them egg heads. That's what they look like, these oval beast heads, you know. And that's what Maitreya has, and that's why he wears that turban on his head, towel heads. Because he's hiding that big elongated head he has. He wasn't born that way, okay? He did that to himself. He's like Einstein and Frankenstein put together. He was always crossbreeding. He was trying to create different races himself, you know. And so he was injecting his head with some kind of chemicals and it created that elongated thing he has on his head. And he created a whole race, people like that. And he set them down in Egypt. Now, if you remember my show back in 2005, 2006, I was talking about the planet Mars and how all those elongated heads, they were Martians. I was talking about Egypt and how all those elongated things were actually from Mars. I'd seen that in the codes. And that's because Maitreya was living on Mars. And he ended up creating that whole race of elongated things and put them down here. And that's what we came to know as the Egyptians, the ancient Egyptians. And so it doesn't surprise me that they would find them in Antarctica. I mean, you know, they've been crossbreeding forever. It never stopped. It started as soon as they started coming back to Earth. You know, you look at the Neanderthal man and the caveman. Well, the blueprint for mankind is 11-22-33. 33 is the vertebrae and the spinal cord. And then 22 and 11, can't remember what those are. It would be in my transcribes. But that's the blueprint for mankind. And so they were trying to create their own human, their own Adam, their own man. And so they would create these Neanderthal cave, what we call Neanderthals and cavemen and nomads. And they were just beings without souls. They were just creating Frankensteins. Because they don't have souls. What they're doing now with these clones, they're cloning humans from human DNA, but they don't have souls. They have their own personalities, but they're not soul beings. I don't know. It's kind of weird. It's really weird when you know you have them and then they're dead and you're like, good, you know, you don't even want to deal with it. I think that they've been playing this game for a long time and they'll take people from the West and clone them and have them born in the East somewhere and vice versa. And that's why people seem to have twins around the world. Like, you know, you hear stories of people in international airports running into each other and they look exactly alike and all this. I think they've been playing the game for a long time. And they also will take, like, a certain set of genes that they like. And they'll have, do hybridization, third-party DNA in vitro fertilization kind of thing. And then have these people born around the world with a certain set of genetics, whatever, DNA. I know they do that. That's why a lot of celebrities will look like sisters or brothers or whatever. Look very similar. Because they were born out of the same gene pool. They've been messing with pregnant women for a long time. You know, women will get pregnant and aliens will have access to medical records I don't know if doctors, you know, put it some kind of file system, so and so he's pregnant, and here's her address. But they target pregnant women, and a lot of pregnant women will tell you they see aliens in their room at night and stuff. That's because they're watching them, you know. They can mess with your baby, your DNA. I mean, it's what they do, and somehow they do it. I don't know how. They just do it. They can impart some alien DNA into your baby or whatever you're carrying. You have no idea. Some women get pregnant by them. They're abducted out of their bed at night. They're impregnated in vitro, and they'll actually take your husband's sperm. They'll get it from him somehow, and then have yours, and then introduce third party, their own, into that mix, and then impregnate the woman, and she's pregnant, thinks she's just having her husband's kid. Weirder stuff happens. You know, you ever have a kid, you don't know where it came from? Yeah, that's more than a joke. That could be partly reality, you know? Like, where'd that kid come from? You don't even act like any of us, you know? More truth to the fact that things are happening, that people aren't aware of it. That happened. I remember hearing years ago about all the people in New York City that are abducted out of their apartments at night, especially in the higher floors. You know, the higher you up are in buildings, UFOs can come right up to them. And they just would abduct people right out of their apartment buildings, out of their homes. And so people would be out on their decks and go missing. Be missing for a couple hours, come back. Not remember where they were or how they, you know, have missing time. They do this stuff all the time, folks. You know, what's even worse is that 1 million people a year go missing. 1 million people a year. Now, I remember back when I started sounding the alarms on the missing kids, the milk carton kids. It was 300,000, they said, a year. Well, now they're admitting to 1 million a year. People go missing. That's a lot of people, and no press coverage, nothing. They can't, you know, the media's complicit in keeping this stuff quiet. They don't want people freaking out that 1 million people are missing a year. That's a lot of people per state. You think about 48 states here. I know there's 50 states, but not here. It's Alaska and Hawaii. That's crazy. You don't want to think we're cattle. You don't want to think we're being picked off. Use this food as experiments, as someone's play toy. Yeah, I know sex rings are going and everything else. There's 1 million reasons people can disappear, but that's pretty freaky, don't you think? 1 million a year. If you don't think the father's watching over you, think again. Think again. If you're listening to this show, the father's been watching over you. I hate the hopeless factor, where they have all these technologies they use against humans and we can't even see them. Can't see them. Let alone know how to fight them. It's like we're fighting with blindfolds on, because you're fighting an invisible battle, and you're hoping somewhere in this invisibleness you're winning. Well, you can hold your own, because you're still alive. It's just crazy. I can't wait till the veil is lifted. I say that, and then when the veil's lifted, everyone's going to be freaking out. Freaking out. You're going to be like, no, why did they say that? I don't want it lifted. I don't want to see this crap. Because when the veil's lifted, between the dimensions, you're going to be able to see them. See, right now it's an invisible world to us. When the veil is lifted, it's no longer invisible. So those shadow beings you see at the corner of your eye, and you're turning to look because you see something, but it's gone, and you're not sure what it is you saw. They won't be invisible anymore. They just won't be shadow beings. You're going to be seeing the stuff. And it's not pretty. They're not, you know, there's nothing good about the other realms. If there was something good about them, then people wouldn't be freaked out and scared by them. We wouldn't have horror movies. We wouldn't have sci-fi movies. All this stuff is coming. The veil's going to be lifted. Oh, but hey, bring on the RV. Let's get rid of the IRS and let's rechange the federal treasury, and let's bring down healing and aging machines. Who wants to live forever in this crap? I wouldn't step in one if you paid me to. I don't want to live forever. I want to go home. I want this body to just finally give out because I worked it to death. And I want to go home. These people that are so worried about dying, really? That's because you sold your soul to the devil and you're trying to prevent what's coming to you. You're going to end up on the Ferris wheel in hell. You're going to be in the fun pit. Oh, there's various torture places in hell. That's why they want to live forever. I personally, I'd take an AR-15 to them scenes. you want a good use for AR-15s? Blow up the machines. Make these scum go to hell. Let them live forever. I would like to feel better, but I wouldn't want their technology to do it. They can keep their freaking technologies. I don't care. Because they're not going to give them to the little people anyway. And if you guys are thinking this RV is going to make you all rich, you haven't been paying attention to what's going on in the side rooms. You know, the big guys have already exchanged their currencies. And if the big people are being limited at $50 million, imagine what they're going to do to the little people. Little people, who we bought this currency and we got into the game years ago because we knew it was going to happen. And so everybody got into the game. And so all the little people have been waiting for the currency evaluation, but what they're doing is they're putting limits on it so even the little people can't benefit all that much. Even if you have hundreds of millions that you think's gonna revalue, they're gonna limit you. They're gonna limit your exchange, your access to your money. They're not gonna let you have full control and access to it. So word to the wise, instead of being the king on the block, break it up. Break it up amongst everyone you love. And just let it go, because they're not going to let any one person have hundreds of millions of dollars. And then what they're going to do is they're going to switch it all to digital currency and demand that you get a chip to access it. So it's not worth selling your soul for, folks, because as soon as all this stuff comes to light, Nibiru is going to be coming. And I did an entire show on the horrors of Nibiru that are coming. That was totally destroyed, sabotaged. I never even could upload it. But the horrors of Nibiru, I may redo that one because nothing new under the sun. Nibiru has been by before. And there was a researcher who had collected all the information of what had happened last time it came through. And the stuff he was describing was stuff I've had visions of, I've had dreams of. Fires everywhere from seemingly no source, just fires. There was no bombs going off. There was no planes overhead. just fires, and the ground being like sulfurous and just on fire, like magnesium and sulfur, and very hot. And not even the flame, just a red coal, hot, you know, like a, you know, just fiery. And these are the effects of Nibiru. It's actually an effect of Nibiru, because there's some kind of black, I don't know what it is, some kind of stuff that comes off Nibiru. And it causes fires, and so that explained what I was seeing in some of these visions I've had. I haven't coughed all day. Could have cleaned out my lungs, though. They always attack me during my show. Things are going to get ugly, and everyone thinks it's going to get pretty, and it's not. So, you know, I wanted to tell you something tonight, because this was an ancient. I've been doing a lot of teachings lately on Jews, on the Jewish breastplate, and the power of the stones that were used, gemstones. They all had different powers, and they all had different frequencies, and I was going to do a video on that until they about knocked me out with everything under the sun all week, and I haven't been able to move. So I haven't done that video yet. But this is another part of the customs, and it's called the Shema. Shema Yisrael, and that's the prayer of Israel. That's where they got the name from, for that ship that the faggots use, Ashtar Command. They call it Shema. It's actually named after the Shema Yisrael, which is the prayer of Israel. It's a declaration of faith and allegiance to the Most High God. And you can see it in Deuteronomy 6, 4 to 9. And it says, "Hear, Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. Blessed be the name of his glorious kingdom forever and ever. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might." And this was called the Shema Yisrael. And this was originally taught, the first prayer an Israeli was ever taught was this prayer. And it was to be said twice a day. And people would say it in the morning, and it would be the last thing they would say at night. They would pray the Shema prayer. And so I thought this was great because, you know, these are customs that have been lost to us. They've not been taught to us because Christians have refused to embrace their Jewishness. Yeshua was Jewish. The apostles were Jewish. We were to become adoptive. We were adopted by the Jews. And we were to embrace Jewishness. But Paul came along, said, "Oh, no, you don't have to know any of that stuff. That's Old Testament. We got the New Testament now." And he led everybody away from who they are and what they're supposed to embrace, and wanted everybody to adopt this Roman Catholicism crap and this pagan Christianity crap and Easter bunnies and Christmas trees and Sunday churches and churches with penises on top of them, steeples everywhere, and witches' hats, and just so much paganism. People don't know who they are. And we were supposed to be, we were adopted in. We were to become Jewish, to become like Yahushua. We were to become like they were, and adopt the same beliefs. And people don't. They think that we have some kind of apostate out, that we don't have to do anything that the Yahushua told us to do. We don't have to follow any of his commandments, any of his appointed times, any of his feasts. We can just paint fertility eggs for Lilith and throw them out in the yard and fill them with candy, and our kids will think it's fun. Or we can put Nimrod penis trees in our houses and decorate them and put lights on them, even though Jeremiah said not to, because only the heathen do that. People think they have an out to do anything they want to do, and they don't do what they're supposed to do. And then they wonder why they're not qualified to be raptured in one of the three groups that are taken off the earth. Well, I'm telling you why you're not going to qualify, because you're apostate. You're full of paganisms. So don't cry at anybody. Look at your own faith. You know, for years, people have mocked me. They've hated me. They lie about me all over the internet. They put up web pages of pictures that aren't even me. They put up videos about things that aren't even concerning me, but put my name on them. And that's because I speak truth. I only hate those that are effective. So this is a prayer for those of you who are embracing who you are in Yahushua, not just the fact that he is our Messiah, but the fact that we are Israel. We are Israelite. We are embracing our Jewishness. And I'm not talking about Khazar, fake Jew, serpent seed line. I get it. I know all that. I'm talking about real, real Israel. And so I love this Shema prayer. Deuteronomy 6, 4 to 9. Hear Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. Blessed be the name of his glorious kingdom forever and ever. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. I wrote an article on this. It's on my website, SherryShriner.com. But you know what? You should write it down. You know, go to my website, SherryShriner.com. Go to my article section. Look for my Shema Yisrael prayer. And write that little prayer down. And say it twice a day, in the morning and at night. Just because it keeps you in alignment with who you are in him. And I'll probably post that on my list after the show. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Yahoo Groups. I have a Gorgon Warriors group on Yahoo Groups. I have a Sherry Shriner newsletter. I have a Sherry Shriner a Yahoo group newsletter. And I've been trying to reach people in various different ways for years because I know some people don't like listening to broadcasts and I'm uploading videos of my shows. Some people aren't on Facebook, so I've always been on Yahoo. Some people don't like Yahoo, so I'm on Facebook. People are scattered everywhere. You're everywhere. So I have various ways of reaching you. So hopefully seeing some good things coming this instead of just all this weather, warfare, destruction between the factions fighting. Anyway, fat lady's telling me I got 90 seconds. So I will end this with don't forget to support my ministry. Plenty left to do, folks. And if I can't do it, I can help others who can. Anyway, I'll be back on Wednesday. Wednesday at noon, Friday at noon. Hopefully get some things rolling this week. You can go to SherryShriner.com, click on the donate page. Till Wednesday, folks. Love you all. Y'all bless. Bye.